Hey there, fellow travel lovers, and welcome to Wanderlust at 35 Plus, the podcast that explores travel during our peak season of life. I'm your host, Stephanie Ritz, an entrepreneur and full-time traveler, and I'll be your guide on this incredible adventure. If you're at a point in life where you're craving more excitement, exploration, and unforgettable moments, you're in the right place, my friend. This is your ticket to discovering the world and redefining what it means to live life to the fullest. In each episode, I'll share practical tips for making travel a lifestyle and take you behind the scenes of travel life as I share the ups and downs of life abroad. So whether you're a seasoned traveler looking for fresh inspo or just starting to dream of making travel a lifestyle, Wanderlust at 35 Plus is your compass to a life well-traveled and filled with adventure, and maybe even a little shenanigans. Let's go. Hey, hey, travel friend. On this Travel Tuesday quickie, I want to chat about one of the questions that often comes up when you're thinking of traveling for an extended time, expatting somewhere, or becoming a full-time digital nomad like me. And that's, don't you miss home or friends and family? I'm going to give it to you straight because that's how I roll. This is going to be different for everyone, of course, but for me, the answer is yes, terribly, but also no. Although I moved homes more in my life than the average person who isn't in a military family, I lived in and around Philadelphia for nearly 4 decades before becoming a digital nomad. Philly is home, and it's where I had my son. I raised him in the Philly suburbs, and until 2020, my entire small family lived there too. My son did leave the nest in 2019 to go to school in Florida, but then 2020 happened, and he ended up back home. He wasn't home for long, though, before deciding to live with friends, but he was still local, until he decided to move to Nashville in 2022. My parents moved to Florida in 2021, and so in my immediate family, the only person left was my sister and her family, which I've always been extremely close to. I have some amazing friends, but seeing them got harder and harder over the last few years before I left, as they all now had little kids. I literally had not one single friend nearby. And I loved that my sister was only a 20-minute drive away, but I didn't get to participate in a lot of their day-to-day life. It's busy when you have a house of 3 kids. I found that I was so geographically close to so many people, but still alone a lot of the time. I filled my hours outside of work with routines of going to the gym, doing a ton of work on my business, and watching my regular shows. On the few days a month I'd get to see my friends or family, I loved it, but there was a lot of empty days in between, and I was a new empty nester. Honestly, I was often pretty lonely. The dating scene was awful, and while I enjoyed my own company, and I was in the best shape of my life because I spent so many hours at the gym, it wasn't a fulfilling life. I wanted more experiences and to connect with people outside of my Philly bubble. When I miss one of my nieces or nephews' birthdays or the opportunity to hug my son when he needs some love from mama, yes, it's really hard not being home. When I really wish I could go to Chickie and Pete's with my girlfriends and just sit for hours with a Cosmo and crab fries and just chat away, yeah, it's really tough. And I get major FOMO when there's a big Eagles game on or when the Phillies were in the playoffs. I missed being home. But those moments are 3-hour snippets of my life. Whereas now, I'm spending 30 days at a time experiencing new cities around the world. One doesn't take away from the other. I love this travel life, and yeah, I miss home. But the reality is, home isn't what it used to be. No matter where I lived, I'd be missing family with them now scattered around the states. My friends are still back in the Philly area, and they are all super busy with their lives and kids. When I come home, I see most of them just as much as I did when I was living there, twice a year. But now I have friends all over the world, and that's amazing. The other side of not being home is how special the homecomings are. I spend weeks with my son, and we suck up every moment of mother-son time. It's so light and easy, and that's a big change from when he lived at home. It's really intentional time, and I love it. And I stay with my parents for 2 to 3 weeks at a time, and it's so fun being with them. And wherever my mom is always feels like home, because she makes it feel that way. Not seeing my sister and her babies has probably been the hardest. We used to have monthly sister days, just the two of us, and that was really special. And I miss that. And her babies feel like my own. I love them so deeply, it hurts. I literally live for that moment of walking through her door and hearing their little voices yell, "Aunt Steph," before they knock me down with hugs. And so that's honestly the hardest. This lifestyle isn't without trade-offs, but perspective is also important. I have days that are hard and I feel lonely, just like I did when I was home. On those days, I text my friends and family to chat, or if I'm in different time zones, I'll go for a walk and try to practice mindfulness so that I can appreciate how incredible it is that I'm in this new city. And other times, I'll just go to a bar and try to connect with some locals. But I've been to more countries in the last couple of years than I'd ever thought I'd see across my entire life. I've grown as a person, I've had amazing experiences, and I've loved so much of this experience, so I wouldn't trade it for anything. This is a much more fulfilling life, and that's what I wanted out of this experience. So yes, I miss my friends and family terribly. And also, no, most days it doesn't feel much different than it did when I was home. The only thing that made it easier was that the option to see them was a bit easier then than it is now. My amazing friends still make sure that we get time together when I'm home as often as possible, and that really brings me so much joy. This lifestyle is incredible, and thanks to technology, it's so easy to stay in touch with your loved ones. Despite tough days or moments of loneliness, I absolutely think it's worth it. I don't know how back home FOMO would be impacted if I was traveling with a partner, but who knows? Maybe in a year from now, I'll be able to redo this episode and share that perspective. So stay tuned. But as a solo traveler, again, I've loved so much of this experience, and I wouldn't have had the same enriching, fulfilling moments that I've had if I was traveling with a partner. So if you're feeling that experience at home where all of your friends are kind of at a different stage of life than you, you don't get to see them very often, traveling isn't necessarily going to take away that pain of loneliness that you may sometimes experience, but it will fulfill and enrich your life in other ways. So until next time, my friend, wander while you can, knowing that you can always come home. See you next time. Thanks for listening and being a part of our Wanderlust at 35 Plus travel community. I hope you're feeling inspired and excited to start planning your next adventure. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if you enjoyed our travel chat, a 5-star rating and review goes a long way in helping other travel lovers to find us. My friend, this is the perfect time to write your own travel story. So whether you're a newbie, a seasoned explorer, or a solo traveler, now is the time to fulfill those travel dreams and start making memories. Until next time, remember, life is short, but the world is wide. Let's make every moment count. Safe travels, and I'll see you on the next episode of Wanderlust at 35 Plus.